You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 53, Space Oddity by David Bowie. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. Today, we're taking a look at David Bowie's 1969 mainstream breakthrough, Space Oddity, a song that introduced us to the Thin White Duke and tells the lonely story of an astronaut with a hidden agenda. We'll find out more about the song and its lyrics in just a moment, but first, a little background on David Bowie. The man who would become David Bowie was born David Jones on January 8, 1947, in Brixton, England. At the age of 13, David began learning the saxophone and formed a band called the King Bees with a fellow student at the Bromley Technical High School, George Underwood. Prior to the King Bees, David fronted another band called the Conrads. In 1964, the King Bees released a single on Decca's Vocalion label called Liza Jane, but the song got little attention. Later that same year, David joined a London-based group called the Manish Boys, which at one time featured Jimmy Page as a session performer. In 1965, the Manish Boys signed to Parlophone at EMI and released a single called I Pity the Fool. Shortly afterward, the band was invited to appear on the BBC TV show Gadzooks, It's All Happening, and they were almost barred from playing due to the length of David's hair. In June of that same year, the Manish Boys disbanded and David formed a new band called The Lower Third. Also signed with Parlophone, The Lower Third released their only single in August 1965, entitled You've Got a Habit of Leaving, credited to Davy Jones and The Lower Third. To avoid being confused with the Monkees singer Davy Jones, David changed his last name to Bowie at the beginning of 1966. After a couple singles failed to make a dent in the charts, the Lower Third split up, and Bowie decided to continue as a solo artist. He released his first solo single, Do Anything You Say, in April, and a month later landed a recurring Sunday afternoon slot called The Bowie Showboat at London's Marquee Club. After releasing another single called I Dig Everything, which also failed to chart, his label, Pi, dropped his contract. Recognizing his talent, however, he didn't stay unsigned for long, and Decca signed him to their Duram label the following month. June 1967 saw the release of his debut self-titled album, which received good reviews from critics, but still didn't meet sales expectations. Prior to the release of the album, Bowie auditioned for Apple Records, who surprisingly turned him down. It was also about this time that Bowie met theatrical artist Lindsay Kemp, who gave him mime and dance lessons and introduced him to Tony Visconti, a bass player and producer that would end up working with Bowie off and on through 2003's Reality album. Kemp's mime and dance training had given Bowie what he needed to form his own music and performance troupe called Feathers, with his girlfriend Hermione Farthingale and bassist John Hutchinson. Feathers broke up, and taking yet another new direction, Bowie and his manager Ken Pitt produced a 30-minute film, centered around the songs from Bowie's debut album, as well as one additional song, a 5-minute-plus guitar piece about an astronaut named Major Tom.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom.
8, 7, 6.
Commencing countdown, engines on.
3, 2.
Check ignition,
1.
And may God's love
lift
be
off
with you.
The song tells the story of Major Tom, an astronaut who, during a mission, decided to cut off communication with Earth and float into space. Bowie was inspired to write the track after seeing Stanley Kubrick's 2001 A Space Odyssey, the name of which was modified for the song's title. The next verse contains the line, "The papers want to know whose shirt you wear." Whose shirt you wear is an English slang term meaning which football, or soccer in the U.S., team are you a fan of?
This is ground control.
Although the subject matter takes quite a turn from our own astronaut heroes, the song became popular by the BBC's odd choice to use it as the theme music to its coverage of the US moon landing in 1969. The song reached number 5 in the UK, and as a testament to its popularity, it spawned two sequel songs, 1980's Ashes to Ashes and 1984's Major Tom, Coming Home, a single by Peter Schilling that had no involvement from Bowie. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.